Christmas and welcome to the Christmas Hall of Fame podcast. My name's Jay Isherwood of MyMerryChristmas.com. The Christmas Hall of Fame podcast is a simple and brief production to introduce you to the people, places, and things nominated for the Christmas Hall of Fame. The Christmas Hall of Fame is a non-profit, fan-driven effort to recognize the very best of Christmas. Voting for this year's class of nominees ends on Thanksgiving Day. So be sure to vote soon at ChristmasHallOfFame.net. In this episode, we showcase the great actor, James Stewart, a nominee for the first inaugural class, the Christmas Hall of Fame in 2020. So who was Jimmy Stewart? James Maitland Stewart was born in Indiana, Pennsylvania, on May 20th, 1908. He was one of three children of Alexander and Elizabeth Stewart. His Midwestern upbringing would anchor a life that would become very public over time, and a life we recount now as one well lived in integrity and service to others. Jimmy's father was a merchant who had inherited a hardware store from Jimmy's grandfather. It was thought that if Stewart's education and career plans never panned out, he could always return home and inherit the store and run it for himself and his family. But once Jimmy Stewart left home, his choices and world circumstances dictated a different kind of path. He completed his education at Princeton with a degree in architecture, but due to the Depression, Stewart had little luck finding a job. So he pursued what he thought was a passing fancy in acting, and got invited by a friend to be part of a show. One thing led to another, and Stewart went to Hollywood, where he quickly became a leading man thanks to his acting abilities, his good looks, and his easygoing nature. He was one of the most storied actors in Hollywood history. In the 1930s, during that decade, he made more than 20 films with some of the biggest names in Hollywood as his co-stars. He won an Academy Award in 1940 for his part in The Philadelphia Story. Well, then came World War II. And with it, Jimmy Stewart chose to follow the path of his ancestors. He decided to fight for the Patriot cause and walked away from Hollywood until it was over. Despite his fame, Stewart insisted on being treated like any other person. He joined the Air Force, learned to fly, and was chosen to command his own unit. He achieved the rank of colonel during the war and was fully decorated for his service in flying more than 20 combat missions, earning two Distinguished Flying Crosses and the Croix de Guerre. Even after the war was over, Jimmy Stewart continued to serve in the Air Force Reserves and achieved the rank of Brigadier General. Later in life, President Ronald Reagan gave him the Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian honor in the United States. When Stewart returned after the war to resume his Hollywood career, he made some Christmas history.
I want to live again. Please, God, let me live again.
Hey, George! George! You all right? Hey, what's the matter?
Now get out of here, Bert, or I'll hit you again. Get out of here.
What the Sam Hill you yelling for, George?
You...
George. Bert, do you know me?
Know you? You kidding? I've been looking all over town trying to find you. I saw your car piled into that tree down there, and I thought maybe you... Hey, your mouth's bleeding. Are you sure you're all right?
What you...
My mouth's bleeding, Bert! My mouth's bleeding! Zuzu's pedals! Zuzu! There they are! Bert! What do you know about that? Merry Christmas!
Well, Merry Christmas!
So why was he nominated? Well, the war took a toll on Jimmy Stewart. It had been 5 years since his last film, and he was no longer the leading man in Hollywood. He basically had to start over, and at first he had trouble finding work, but Frank Capra called with an offer for Stewart to play a character who was suicidal. The character's name was George Bailey, and the film, It's a Wonderful Life. Neither Capra nor Stewart ever thought of the film as a Christmas movie. It was a tale of a man who had sacrificed everything for his family and community, who was brought to the brink of suicide through a series of events that were not of his own creation. Heaven intervenes and sends George Bailey an angel, and through that angel, George is able to see the value of his whole life and the good that he had done for others. Though nominated for several Academy Awards, the movie was not all that impressive at the box office. It was released and played for a few months and then promptly forgotten. Years later, due to a clerical error, the copyright on the film was allowed to expire. The movie found its way to television, and because it was available without having to pay royalties, television stations ran the movie repeatedly over decades of Christmas seasons. The movie became what they call a cult classic, a must-watch seasonal film beloved for its regular availability at Christmas and for a storyline with images that nostalgic Christmas fans loved. In time, It's a Wonderful Life became one of the most recognized movies in Hollywood history. The American Film Institute declared it part of its 100 best American films ever, and it made it to number one of the list of the most inspirational films of all time. The heart and soul of the movie is Jimmy Stewart, whose everyman qualities make him beloved for generations of It's a Wonderful Life fans. Later in life, Stewart would go on to create another Christmas film that started small and unknown, but became famous and well-loved. That movie's called Mr. Kruger's Christmas, a made-for-television story casting Stewart as an aged janitor, a senior living alone, who is lonely at Christmas. The story revolves around a random group of Christmas carolers who invite the lonely Mr. Kruger to participate in his own efforts to give back. Stewart gives both a powerful and humble performance that only further endears him to Christmas fans.
Why didn't you come sing with us?
Clarissa? He has things to do, I'm sure. Now, come on. She's just excited by Christmas.
Oh, please, won't you come sing with us?
Oh, I think I'd better stay and keep George company.
Good night.
Who's George?
George is my cat.
But he's asleep.
You know, Mr. Kruger, we really could use a good bass, but you don't by any chance sing?
A bass? A bass?
We're all going for a turkey dinner afterwards.
Please join us at ChristmasHallOfFame.net to cast your votes for this year's nominees or to nominate others for next year. And don't forget, the Christmas Hall of Fame not only recognizes people, but also iconic elements of the season, movies, songs, books, places, and the things of Christmas that make celebrating it so joyous. If you have a podcast, run a radio station, a newspaper or magazine, a social media group, or any type of publication, we encourage you to get out the vote for Christmas and to direct people to the Christmas Hall of Fame website. Every voice, vote, and opinion matters. You can even host an episode of this podcast to inform listeners of your ideas when it comes to the nominees we have, or should have, for the Christmas Hall of Fame. So please see our website at ChristmasHallOfFame.net for more information. This is Jay Isherwood of MyMerryChristmas.com for the Christmas Hall of Fame. Thank you for listening. Watch for our next episode about another of this year's nominees coming out very soon.